It was one thing to kill in a fight, but another to kill after the person, or demon in this case, had been defeated. It just seemed wrong somehow.
"What are you, weak?" Cypher snarled when she didn't respond. "Don't tell me you want me to spare this pathetic animal when it wouldn't show you any mercy. Believe me, it's better to take the head off a cobra before the cobra strikes you."
"A cobra can't help what it is. Why should you punish it because it's doing what the gods created it to do?"
He rolled his eyes at her. "Are we going to debate philosophy, or should I just kiss and make up with the demon now? Let it get a good shot at your throat so it can rip it out."
Cypher was right. This was no time to be merciful, especially since she'd seen what demons were capable of firsthand. They didn't show mercy or compassion, but that didn't mean she had to be just like them. "Put him down mercifully."
"Yes, Queenie," Cypher said, his tone full of venom and sarcasm. "I'll make sure and use a cushioned blade."
"I could do without your sarcasm."
"And I could do without your bleeding heart."
She narrowed her eyes on him. "Just remember, my bleeding heart is what gained you a shot at freedom." His face turned to stone.
"Queenie, it was a bleeding heart that put me in that position to begin with. The person I was trying to protect when I was taken didn't return the favor. The bitch was only using me, so take my advice. Whatever compassion you have, kill it off. You'll thank me for it later."
And with that, he vanished. Cat stood there for a full second as his words rang in her ears. It made her wonder if maybe Cypher wasn't right. Betrayal seemed to be the worst part of humanity. At least with the Galu, they didn't pretend. They merely were what they were, demons. You knew where you stood. They didn't pretend to like you and then try to stab you in the back. They came at your throat from the beginning. She could almost respect them for that. Maybe they were a higher life form after all. Betrayal wasn't in their nature. With that thought, another terrifying one went through her mind. Sin knew how to kill her. She'd given him a secret that no one, not even her mother, knew. Was his kindness toward her only a facade meant to blind her until he betrayed her? Surely not. I took his powers. He'd been after her mother for centuries to kill her for that. Now he knew Artemis was innocent and Cat was the one who'd done it. Maybe I'm being stupid and paranoid. It was more than possible. "Stop it, Cat. Sin wouldn't hurt you." He wouldn't, and she refused to let herself continue on with such nonsense. Right now, Sin was hurting and confused, just like her. She wouldn't let unfounded fears destroy what they had built together. "And what do you have? He told you to get lost."
Ugh, how she hated that voice in her head. "I won't listen to you. I love Sin, and I'm not giving up on him yet."
She only hoped he shared that sentiment about her. If not, he was going to kill her.